J8RRD mobile monitoring, 74.
J8VAT, 12.
Okay, 7OLD monitoring.
Someone is transmitting data through the repeater, probably APRS. It's coming through every few minutes. You need to turn that off. 8SPW. I don't know, it just started maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago. Did you just turn your radio on? It just transmitted again. 8SPW.
N8MGO. Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
Yeah, somebody got a new radio probably. These radios are pretty complicated. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. I was actually down in your neck of the woods working on changing out a couple computers and heading home now. Yeah, my wife kept asking me what I wanted for Christmas, so I finally found a nice little analog digital handheld. I think it was like $120, $140, somewhere around there. So I said, I want that for Christmas. I'm not sure if she'll get it for me. I'll probably get more socks.
What kind of radio was it you were looking at?
What is it? TYT? I forget what model number it was. Saw a couple good reviews on it. Simple, it'll be a DMR plus analog. So I figured might as well get something that will do both.
All right. Well, I still got one left over from Ron's stash of goodies here. So let me know if you're interested. I'd have to go get it to figure out which one it's left.
Yeah, I might be interested on that. I'll shoot you an email later. Yeah, let me know, and I might be able to talk my wife into letting me have that for Christmas.
Alrighty. Yeah, it's one of the simpler ones. I'd have to go get it. But I think it's got the charger and everything with it. It's DMR and analog, dual band, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was one of the ones that run about $70 when you bought it new.
It probably has it all programmed up, too. I won't do much to it. So, that'd be nice. So, yeah. Another beautiful day in northern Michigan. I didn't realize how nice it was until I walked outside. Actually, 60 degrees for me. I think that's warm. Oh, it's warm enough to break a sweat, at least.
All right. Well, I'm doing all sorts of account wrap-ups for his accounts. I just canceled all forms of payment and the PayPal account, because he had all sorts of automatic charges going on there, and it's just all that stuff. Having to reset passwords, and I have to keep his email accounts and his phone in service yet so I can do the two-part authentications and
I think it for when my dad passed, I think it was about 2 years. We kept everything, like his phone, and of course he was using email through me, so that was easy to keep up and going. But yeah, it took, I think, about a good year and a half to make sure everything cleared and didn't have to get into anything. So yeah, And, of course, he had the old flip phone. He never wanted a smartphone, so that every time we had to do that two-part authentication, I had to get a phone call and then hear the numbers. Oh, memories. So it's one of those fun things in life.
Yeah, more like nightmares. What would you call a nightmare that happens during the daytime while you're awake? Reality? It's a Baofeng. And let's see. Come think of it, I have an information sheet right here. It's a DM-1801, 2 meter and 440, 5 watt. Originally it was $80. And there's a $6.95 hand mic that comes with it. And got a battery and a drop-in charger. There, you know what I know.
Well, that's interesting because I have one of those 1801s. I never could get it to program. I mean, I even had Drake help me out at one point, and we couldn't get the thing to program for DMR. So I just use it on analog, and actually I've been using it with the GMRS radios. Interesting.
Have it to play with, or whatever you want to collect and dust. I do have in my notes that it requires a special programming cable unique to the Baofeng.
Yep, yep. I actually bought the cable with the radio. The software for programming it was, once I found it, it was still difficult. We still couldn't get it to connect up. So, yeah. Oh, boy. I probably should, actually what I should do is I should find the software, or if his old computer has the software, I can give it the radio and see if you can flash my radio with his setup. That might get me on DMR.
Ah, there's that beautiful packet burst again.
Yeah, unfortunately, whoever's doing it probably is not able to listen. So, be interesting to get one of the guys to figure out what repeater it's coming in on.
Alrighty. Well, I got the drop-in charger and a microphone for it. I have not located any special cable that's marked Baofeng. Oh, wait. I found the box.
Maybe the box has the secure code in it.
I have the headset earpiece, belt clip, lanyard, and the programming cable, and the manual. Drop-in charger, power pack, radio. I got the works.
Does there happen to be a CD for the programming software?
No, but I think I did find it and downloaded it. But I have not tried it yet. It was a real bugger to find. And I haven't checked his laptop. He has 4 or 5 laptops. There is numerous tablets of all vintages and power levels and desktops. So it's been a real experience, let me tell you.
Oh, I bet it has been, yeah. As I say, I keep getting offered all these old computers, and I got to be careful because it's starting to pile up pretty big. So I think right now the big thing I've been scavenging is terabyte hard drives. So I'm going to probably build another NAS server just for more storage. So, but yeah, I actually ran some stuff to the recycle just to get rid of some of it because it was piling up pretty high.
All right, taking the dogs out here. Oh boy, they missed the squirrel. Almost got him. There's the second one. The squirrels were buried in the pumpkins on the porch and didn't notice the dogs until it was too late.
Oh, good doggies, good doggies. Yeah, our two youngest dogs decided to greet a black and white pretty cat that somehow got into our fenced backyard a week ago at 10 o'clock at night. So my wife and I were up until probably about 11:30 scrubbing dogs. Fun, fun, fun. So, well, I'm pulling into the metropolis of Levering. I'm going to pull off and put some fuel in the old Jeep before I get home. So, good to talk to you again. And hopefully, talk to you soon. So, have a great one. 88MJL.
All right. Well, my little one got skunked the other night. Luckily, we've got this super-duper skunking treatment that neutralizes it. So I quickly had Christy get it, bring it outside. I doused the dog down, got him totally soaked in the stuff, and then I carried him in the bathtub and gave him a bath.
Yeah, unfortunately, our dogs got sprayed right in the face, so they were drooling and everything. Hi, hi. All right, I'll say 73NAMJL. Have a great one.
Oh, I got lucky. I yelled, and he turned just in time to miss the spray directly. So, but you see him now. He steps out to the door and looks both ways before he steps out now. All right, 73, have a good day. Chat relayer, KFBW.
Net. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGC. This net beats every Monday and precedes the Cherry Lane Amateur Radio Club. Mesh net using the 14386 repeater in Traverse. Authorization for usage repeater is provided by the Cherry Lane Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. You can also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If this repeater is not working, please go to 14.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any questions with emergency or priority traffic. No station served. At this time, net control standby for check-ins when checking in. Please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, that controller confirmed that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, NADLH.
NAWK, Ward.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Mark, KCHZAT.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Mike, AI6XQ.
We have Drake, NADMH. We have Ward, NAWK. We have Kevin, KF8AGY. Mark, KC8VAP. Brad, N8JXQ. Mike, AI6XQ. And there was another double in there. Anyone I missed, please log in.
Yeah, Mike,
KDW8.
KDREH. I got Mike, KDREH. I got another station, I think it's KD8SVG. I didn't get your first name. Station, can you call back?
I hope my antenna isn't that bad tonight. Tony, KD8SVG.
Yeah, Tony, you got clipped there a little bit on the first part. You got a little static going there, but you're getting it. Anybody else?
Jason, KD8WBE.
Jason, is it KC8? I couldn't get the rest of it. Try it again, please.
WBE, Zero Bravo 8, Whiskey Bravo Echo.
Jason, you're barely getting in there. I got Whiskey Bravo Echo, but we'll come back to you, okay? Let's go up to the top list with Drake. Drake, NADMH. Drake, give me a location if you got any messages to pass. Drake, NADMH, you there? Let's go to Ward. Ward, NAWK. Location, any messages to pass?
This is Ward at NAWK. I'm at Bryant Park. No traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. I have no traffic to pass, no weather incidents, no fire incidents. Back to you, Net Control, and I'm on Spider Lake.
Mark, KC8ZAP, your location, any message to pass?
This is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners off of 37, and back to Net Control.
Mike, KI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn of the Net. I'm on South Lake Leonard, and no messages tonight. KI6XQ.
Mike, KD8REH, location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. Mike, Delta 8, Romeo West Hotel. Village of Kingsley, no traffic, back to Matt.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Usually left myself there. Tony, KE8SBZ. I'm on Running Lake. No messages back to net.
Jason, I didn't quite get your call sign again. I'm very sorry. But Jason, give me a location, any messages to pass?
No sweat. Jason, KB8WBE. I am about 5 miles south of Traverse City on Garfield Road. Southern East Bay Township, and no messages to pass. And again, call sign Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Bravo Echo. Thank you.
Jason, thank you very much. You know, some days these hams come flying in here, and I think my dyslexia kicks up a little bit. But anyway, we have a little bit of digital traffic. As always, we practice our FL Digi, and you can get that on an Android tablet for about $40. And it'll send digital traffic and email that. So we practice. And I do have a short message. It is 37 seconds. As you know, T-Barge is a part of Munson Emergency Communications. If you would like to join T-Barge and be part of the Munson Emergency Communications, you need to complete their training, and you'll be issued a Munson ID badge that will give you access to all of Munson Healthcare Hospitals. Quite a privilege, but you do need to learn how they do things. So this message is going to be for 37 seconds. Stand by. This is KGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. is KGTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Drake, NATMH, full copy. Sorry I didn't jump in there in the net, but we got no traffic going.
KF8AGY, full copy. KC8ZAP, full copy. I got Drake and Mark, and I think there was a double. Anybody else?
Kevin, KF8AGY, full copy.
All right, Kevin. He's getting really good at this. If you have any questions, if you have an Android phone, perhaps, we do have Project Night. It's every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. This is at my office at 5123 North Rail Drive. You can go to the Trail Antirito Club MeshNet and get information on where that is. And I'll be glad to install it on your phone. It's a free app, and nice to have around just in case of an emergency. All right, everybody, thank you very much for checking in. I'm going to turn the note over to the Trailland Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Trailland Amateur Radio Club.
Well, welcome, everyone, to the Monday evening hour net. The mesh net and the use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Trailland Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. The purpose of the Monday evening social hour net, or mesh net, is to connect and build our ham community to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to the MeshNet. This is AI6XQ. My name is Mike. I will be the net control station this evening for the club call and using the club call sign W8TCM. A caveat, this is my first mesh net, so please give me your call signs slowly. I'm still learning them. Before we open check-ins, a quick reminder that Tuesday mornings is breakfast with hams at JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield, 9 a.m. Everyone is welcome. Tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. is a project night, like Glenn mentioned on the previous net, and we will meet at his office at New Approaches Center, address 5123 North Royal Drive, Traverse City. All members are welcome to attend. On the MeshNet, we check in three groups. First, time-constrained or short-time stations. The second category is those stations on EchoLink. Third, we take general check-ins. Tonight's topic, how do recent northern lights and comet rate in your night sky watching experiences? This is W8TCM Net Control for the Monday evening social hour. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. Your call sign and first name. Again, slowly, please. I will acknowledge the station heard, then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time, time-constrained stations, and because you are time or energy constrained, I'll take your comments after the group checks in. First short time check-in. Please call now.
Bravo 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom and Cadillac here, Mike.
Okay, Tom, I got you as Whiskey Bravo 8 WIV, Tom and Cadillac. Thank you for checking in. Next, please.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
I got you at Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Thank you very much. Next, please. Are there any other time-constrained short-time check-ins? Call signs now, please. Hearing none, let's go back to the top of the list of two. That's you, Tom, WBWIV. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks, Mike, and thanks for taking in the net. W-A-D-C-M, W-B-W-Y-V. So to answer your question about the northern lights, I did not see much here. I saw a little bit, but people saw them if they were out like at 2:30 in the morning. Well, I don't stay up that late. I've seen them twice before, One time was spectacular out in Diggins, because here I took my kids when they were little, took them out to see it. And the other one I could see from my porch. It was quite good. But the this last one, though, it was too overcast, and I tried going out to see it, but no, it just didn't. I could see some color in there, but it wasn't really that good, let's put it that way. The comet I never did see, so. I tried, but I did not see it. I got to see the Hale Bopp up close. That was spectacular a number of years ago, so. Anyhow, I'm working tomorrow. That's why I'm going to bed. That's why I check in first short time. And got a good day today. Work. I did work today. And we were up in Traverse City, near neck of the woods up there. Yesterday, my granddaughter turned 21. She was out Saturday night with her mother, and we ended up going to a restaurant. Some of you guys may know what it is. Some of you can see what that was. Firefly. The Firefly. My granddaughter works at Bubba's, and I guess the Firefly and Bubba's are owned by the same company. She had half off her meal and all that. So we had a good time, and I was giving cake later. And so it was really a nice day, a nice evening. Anyway, that's all I got. 7-3, everybody. Have a good evening. Take care. WATCM, WDWYEM, Claire. Good evening.
WIV. Yeah, I hear you on the getting up in the middle of the night for the Northern Lights. We happened to do it by happenstance one night, and it was pretty spectacular here. Hope to see you tomorrow morning at breakfast. Okay, next on the list is KD8REH. Mike, go ahead, please.
Good evening, Mike. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. No, I did not see the comet on October 7th, I think it was. We saw the Northern Lights. They were pretty good. I think just about every time they were out this year, we've gone out on the back porch there and just kind of looked up, and we've been able to see them pretty good from where we're at. They're kind of neat. Until we moved out here, I've never really actually been able to see them that well. So, but nope, a couple of projects. decided to put conduit all the way out to my HF antenna, and it's been a project. It's about 90 feet from the house, a little over 90 feet. So that's been a work in progress. We got that almost done. We got a few things to button up on it, and that project will be over with, and we move on to the next one. But other than that, we'll pass it back over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. That sounds like quite a project you're taking on. We're in the midst now of trying to figure out what we need to do before the cold weather comes in terms of winterizing some outdoor hose bibs and whatnot. So I feel your pain. And I think that does it for the short time check-in. So we will now stand by for stations checking in on EchoLink. We may expect a delay of a few seconds for EchoLink responses, and I will give it that time. So again, please slowly, for EchoLink, check in please, call now.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights, November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo.
Thank you, Dave. I got you as N8WCB and in Sterling Heights. Next EchoLink check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Kevin.
Okay, I got you as Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Kevin. Did I copy that correctly?
That is correct.
Thank you. Next Echo Link check-in, please. Okay, last call for Echo Link check-ins. Call signs, please. Nothing heard, so we'll go on to general check-ins and then come back to Echo Link at the top of the list when we finish general check-ins. So, first check-in on general check-in. Come with your call sign and name, please.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Okay, Kevin, I got you at Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee. Next, please.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
Okay, Brad, I got you at November 8, 5, X-ray, Quebec. Next, please.
Amity, Kilo, Echo, 8, Zulu, Oscar, Yankee.
Thank you, Amity. I've got you at Kilo, Echo, 8, Zulu, Oscar, Yankee. This is W8TMC. Next call sign, please.
This is John, K8VNA, Kilo, 8, Victor, November, Alpha.
Got you, John, at Kilo 8, Victor November Alpha. Thank you for the pacing on the call sign. I appreciate it very much. Next call sign.
Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet, Scott.
Good evening, Scott. I got you at Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet. Next call sign, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha, Papa, Mark.
Mark, I got you at Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu, Alpha, Papa. Next call sign, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu, Tony.
Tony, I got you at Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Bravo, Zulu.
I'm sorry, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu.
Thanks for the correction, Tony. Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu. Next, please. Any other general check-ins at this time? Unheard, we'll come back after we go through the list. So let's go up to the top of the list. And was November 8, Whiskey, Charlie, Bravo, Dave, and Sterling Heights. Go ahead, please.
Net Control and everyone on the net, good evening. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. Been a couple weeks since I've been on this net. Good to be here tonight. Well, we're at about 52 degrees. Expecting a little rain here tonight. And then we've got some record highs down here expected tomorrow. I think we're supposed to get up into the upper 70s there tomorrow and Wednesday, so I guess we'll look forward to that. But we're trying to clean up the leaves, doing it in waves here, a little bit at a time, but we'll get through it all good. But as far as the northern lights, boy, I tell you, every time I look out, I miss them or something. I don't get the right time, and like the other gentleman, I don't get up, I'm not up that late. But, boy, the pictures, I've seen some of the pictures on Facebook, and just spectacular, to see. But all in all, we're doing good here, and good net tonight. You're doing a good job for a first try on net control. My hat's off to you. You're doing a great job. Enjoying the net tonight. We'll say 73 to all. NAWCB, back to net control.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Dave. Yeah, the Northern Lights, it's interesting. I found that I've seen them a few times, and I've had the privilege to be able to work up in Alaska and see them kind of directly overhead and shimmering. And in a photograph, they look a lot better than they do to the naked eye, a lot more definition. But the opposite is true of video. If you try to take the video of the shimmering, it comes out like a bunch of smudge on your lens. At least that's my experience. Not being a photographer. But, yeah, thanks for checking in, and, again, thanks for the kind words. Next, we'll go to Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Kevin, go ahead, please.
Thanks. This is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Kevin, we are on the south end of Lake Michigan camping, and we're going to enjoy an 82-degree weather tomorrow with high winds. They got extreme fire dangers right now, but and possibly some strong storms come Wednesday. So, anyways, it's been good talking to you guys. Do miss being up there in northern Michigan. So we're going to say 73s to everybody, and we'll keep it till next week. 73s. This is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform.
Thanks for the check-in, Kevin. And south end of Lake Michigan camping sounds wonderful, actually. Too bad about the fire danger. Hopefully you still can enjoy nighttime, maybe without a campfire if they've got those restrictions on, but thanks for the call. Okay, next up is Kilo Foxtrot Alpha Golf Yankee. Kevin, go ahead, please.
WATCM, this is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee on the south end of Spider Lake. First off, Mike, good job. I'll be joining you with the new crew next week, and it looks like we got a good rotation schedule with the net control operators. So, as far as your topic goes, Northern Lights impact, I usually get alerts on those things for propagation and things like that. But every time I go up there and look, when they say it's supposed to be peaking, I don't see anything. And then the next morning I see all these pictures of people that have taken pictures of it overhead. Break. So, yeah, I haven't caught any firsthand. I know the impact, HF propagation. I've experienced that before when the radio goes quiet. So hopefully one day I'll see one. But again, I'm not going to be up, like Tom, I'm not going to be up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning to see it. I'll look at the pictures the next day. Yeah, as far as this week goes, I had a chance to do some testing with a random wire NFED antenna. I had a received a telescoping squid pole that I used for a mast to suspend it, and did some testing last weekend, and was pretty pleased with the results. 10-meter, 12-meter, 15-meter, 17-meter, 20, 30, 40, and 80. I was able to do some testing and achieve 1.0 to 1.1 SWR. So I still have to do some more testing with RF field strength, but had a pretty good weekend, so I'm happy with that. That's all I've got for today. So WATCM, this is KF8AGY, returning back to net control. 73s, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. WATCM here. Yeah, that sounds like great success with the antenna. That's really good. And yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more of these nets and learning people's call signs so we don't have to go so slow. But, yeah, it looks like Scott's doing a good job herding folks. I'm not here part of the winter, so we need to work around that for me in terms of my availability, but happy to pinch hit and fill in when I can. So next up is Whiskey 85 X-Ray Quebec. Brad, come now, please.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Let me correct you on my call sign. This is November 8, Juliet X-Ray Quebec. And I've had terrible luck trying to see the Northern Lights this year. I've been out several times in the last several weeks when I see the forecast come across Facebook. And I haven't seen anything. I think my biggest problem is I'm inside the city limits of Traverse City, so I got a lot of light pollution. And one time I did take a drive out of town, and that wasn't fruitful either. So I've had no luck there at all. Break.
So, Mike and Nanette, I do have one request I'd like to put out tonight. I'm looking for an Elmer specifically to get me going on my Yaesu FTM 7250. Talking on it right now just fine, but I'm trying to get it going on the fusion wire system over on the 442.5 system, and I'm having a terrible time getting that to go. And I followed the manual instructions, and I've looked at videos on YouTube and not having much luck. So if anybody out there is knowledgeable on how to get that set up, would like to work with me a little bit, I'll be waiting after this net closes this evening to see if anybody calls back. So back to you, Mike. This is NHJXQ.
Yeah, thank you, Brad, and thanks for the question on the call sign. You said it clearly the first time, and I couldn't read my own handwriting when we came back to it the second time. So good luck. Hope there is an Elmer listening in that can meet up with you after the net. Good luck on that. Okay, the next up is Kilo Echo Kate, Zulu, Oscar, Yankee, Amity. Come now, please.
K-E-A-G-O-Y, Amity. I live in the woods, and all I can do is look straight up over my driveway. And when I see pictures of the northern lights, they seem to be on the horizon. So I'm over the trees and leaves, so I don't get to see them. I get messages on the internet, on my email, that they are happening, but I don't get to see them. I guess they're just outside. Other than that, I'm just sitting here fat, dumb, and happy, and enjoying listening to everyone. And you're doing a great job on it. I'm Matt Mike, and keep it up.
Well, thanks, Amity. Yeah, being in the woods doesn't sound all bad, though, even though it's not the greatest view of the northern lights. This evening, just to give you a quick signal report, you were coming in with quite a bit of path noise. I don't know if you could reposition a little bit, but or if this is a kind of a one-off thing, but you did have quite a bit of path noise coming through here this evening. Just an FYI. Like I said, maybe just a one-off. But thanks for checking in, and thanks for the kind words. K8, Victor, November, Alpha, John, you're next. Come please now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike, thank you for the net. It's nice hearing some new voices. Scott always did a great job as well. So Northern Lights, I always missed the Northern Lights because I've worked early in the morning and had to be in bed really early kind of thing. So now that I'm getting older, I'm getting more interested in that, so I'll have to keep an eye out for that and maybe introduce my kids to that before it's too late, whatever that means. Anyways, that's that, and then I want to thank the club, and I want to call out a couple people, Doc Dave, K8WPE, and Scott. You guys are awesome Elmers for our area. Dave in particular this afternoon was going over some things with me again, and I'm having a blast. He's got me reintroduced to my Nano VNA. And I'm finding out that it's not really that difficult. So appreciate you guys. I had a lot of fun last week at the club talking about the POTA website. We have a good group of guys here, good group of people, I should say. And anyways, that's pretty much it. Have a good afternoon, and back to you, Net Control. K8VNA.
Thank you, John. One of the things you will also notice when you get older, as you mentioned, getting is you may have more opportunities to see the Northern Lights later in the evening as you get up for a, let's just say, a rest stop during the night. So good luck with that when it comes. This is W8TCM. Next up is Whiskey X-Ray 1, Juliet Scott.
Okay, so I was all set with what I was going to talk about, but Mike, you kind of set me up here with your comment back to John about being up late at night, taking care of business and seeing the Northern Lights. True that. Okay.
So anyway, let's. I'll go back to the Northern Lights. I've seen them quite a bit, and there's an app on the phone called Aurora. I like Aurora Borealis, only just the word Aurora. You can get it for Apple and Android. You can take a look at it. And it gives you a list of the KP index, or you can watch just about any 1,000 solar event sites on the web and look for the KP index in our area to be above 5. Now, right now, it's about 2.33. The KP index is a measure of the amount of ionized particles that are in the air. And when it gets above 3, you've got a pretty good chance of seeing the Northern Lights here in northern Michigan. Above 5, it's guaranteed you're going to see them. At that point, the local news station generally says, hey, you can see the Aurora Borealis tonight. My favorite location for seeing them is to drive out to Acme, which is a bit of a hike at 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night, but to go up to Acme to the Greek Orthodox Church. There are a number of people out there, but the lights are, you turn your lights off and you can just watch them shimmer. It's just phenomenal. So, yeah, I've seen them a couple of times. I missed the comet. And with that, I think that's my comments about the Northern Lights. They're good, and they're only really going to be good at solar peak. So that's the next couple of years. So don't let any grass grow under your feet. This is a good time to do that. Quick comment to Brian, to Brad at JXQ. The DMR helped the request. Really, you need to go to Project Night, talk to Drake and Glenn. They will be able to kind of fix everything you need to get fixed. So I would test for that. And Kevin, KF8AGY, Kevin, you've got to be the antenna master, so we really need to hear what you're doing with your antennas. I've seen the antenna, and I've seen them work, and the results, it sounds like we all need to take a lesson from you. You can school us on that. So with that, that's about all I have. Back to Net. Mike, you're doing an awesome job with the Net, and thanks everybody here. WATCM, this is WXLNJ. Back to Net.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. And also, I just wanted to put in a word, too, that, Scott, I've appreciated your guidance in terms of, you know, getting the tech classes started again, and the materials you've developed for that make teaching that a breeze. So thanks for all you do as well. All right, next up is Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
UATCM, this is Mark, KC8VAT, and Mike, thanks for taking the net, and you're doing an awesome job, so I'm very grateful that you're able to do that, and so thanks. Just to speak on Northern Lights, so I saw some Northern Lights many years ago that were pretty astounding, and I've seen them occasionally, but this year I've not been able to see them from where I'm at, and then also the same for the comet, and I think it's just like how much size that actually exceeds. So we have that. And then I guess I'll just give you just a brief report on the day is that I spent some time going over all the things I have that have gasoline motors, and I went ahead and winterized those things, made sure that I got everything set up so it'll work next year. So anyway, with that, I'll turn this up back to the net. This is WHTCM. This is KC8VAT.
Thank you, Mark. This is WHTCM. Yeah, it is that time of year for the stabilizer in the gas, and try to find the trickle chargers for the batteries and hook that stuff up. We spent some time, our two daughters live out west, so we spent some time away from here in the winter, and the project making sure everything makes it through the winter okay. So, again, I kind of feel your pain. We're doing that right now as well. All right, last but certainly not least on the initial list, we'll make calls for more when we finish here, but
as I say, last but certainly not least on the list is Tony at Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Zulu. Hopefully I got it right that time.
Mike, you're right on. You got it right. I'm not sure that I have your call sign, though, so maybe at the end of this you can tell me what that is. Gosh, no, you are doing a great job tonight. I've enjoyed hearing from everybody. Surprised we didn't hear from our friend up there in Alaska today, so I don't know what he has up to, but as far as Kevin goes, KF8AGY, he's been over here one time helping me out. I think I need him to bring some more of that snake oil over and rub it on my antenna. I need to be doing a little bit better than I'm doing. So, and that's good to hear from Kevin down there camping. Down there to Gary, Indiana, somewhere on the lakes of Lake Michigan down there, it sounds like 82 tomorrow. I cannot believe it. I hope we have a little bit of warm weather over the next couple of weeks, that maybe a few more of these leaves can come down and before we pay a fortune to have them hauled away. The Northern Lights, I haven't seen Northern Lights in a few years. I've got some city lights. I'm over by Spider Lake, Running Lake, and I'm kind of looking out to the north at the city lights of Traverse City. So that's about all I see. And a few years ago, I would kind of get up north of Acme, somewhere between Acme and Point North, and see if I can find ways down to the shore or get up to one of the lighthouses or whatever where you got a clear view. And great places to take a tripod and do some photography, a little bit of time-lapse photography. That was great. So with that, I'm sure I had something else clever to say. That's it. I've got a ham clock, and I just got a new update to version 4.09 yesterday, and I'm got some pretty big stuff that I got to learn what it's doing here, but it's a beautiful display. Looks like you got to go all the way up to the bay there in Canada or Iceland or whatever to get the Northern Lights, but they must be doing a great job if you're in those really northern latitudes. And just to mention, I had five people a couple of nights ago, dark, had the screen on, and we were doing a little HF, and it was a lot of fun. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Matt. KK8SBC.
Thank you, Tony. You dropped out there for just a brief bit. I don't know if the repeater timed out or what happened, but we got the gist of your message. And for the record, my personal call sign is Alpha Eta 6 X-ray Quebec. And if you're there tomorrow morning, I'll see you at breakfast. Thanks for checking in. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list for the first check-ins. This is W8TCM, and I'll listen for additional check-ins. If you have not yet checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, wish to do so, you can check in now. Call signs and names, please, slowly. Okay, I think we waited long enough for Jeff to call from Alaska, but apparently he's doing one of his many adventurous things with the fire department or his medical rescue stuff or whatnot, so hopefully we'll hear from him next time. There being no further check-ins, before we close the net, are there any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, we will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. The net will meet again next Monday on this repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. Key Barge Net. This is Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec, operating this evening as net control under the club call W8TCM. I will now close the net.
general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Thank you especially for taking it easy on the new guy with slow call times and clear enunciation of your names. That's much appreciated. Good evening to you, to all. This is W8PCM, clear.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Zulu, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee.
Yeah, this radio is heating up, and it's starting to give kind of a crackle like it was given me on top shelf radio when I come through here.
You're coming through good. There's a little bit of, I don't know, bacon sound, but I don't know if that's a repeater, because I heard the same thing when Mike was talking to. The bigger question would be, does it feel significantly cooler for the amount of usage you put on it used to before we found what we found? KF8AGY.
Hey, I just found an easy chair here. I'm going to climb into it. I think this microphone will read it. Anyway, actually, it's cooled down 2 degrees since I started talking to you. Of course, I was a little long-winded there. I hope I didn't the repeater. I could have done that. If I did, I'll be getting an award for that. So, yep, Dave suggested that I get on a not repeater frequency and just kind of talk for a while or whatever and see if the thing heats up. I was trying to be a little long-winded there. Well, I usually am anyway. A lot of hot air. Maybe that's what it is. I'm blowing hot air through this microphone and it just kind of...
You've got to turn off that hot air transmogrifier. Maybe that'll fix the problem. KE8SBZ, you still out there? KF8AGY.
I'm still here. Do you have a copy?
Yes, I have a copy. That's a permative. You still sound good. I just made a joke, that was all. So it was kind of a carryover from that transmission thing you sent earlier.
No, I didn't have much time today to play radio. I got a contractor here trying to get me calmed down, and I've put in an order for some flooring that we'll be picking up sometime tomorrow. And so I would start studying a little bit every once in a while just the subject that we were talking about. I'm just looking at staples and a tiny bit of directionality to them if you point the short end in a particular direction. I am trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to attach that thing to. It'd be great if I had it attached or something like that. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Actually, I probably don't even need the copper J-pole out there. It's this, you know, the Comet or Diamond, it's a Diamond. X200X, something like that. X200A, maybe that's what it is. And as long as that's working, you know, I'm hunky-dory, but I'm not so sure that this, I'm not sure my radio is working very well here, so before I time out again.
Yeah, you are having some intermittent cutouts, but I'm not sure. Has the radio heated up at all? Over.
Hey, Kevin, WX1J, you're listening.
Hey, Scott, good to hear from you. We're just chatting with Tony here. He's testing things out, but I keep losing him every so often. I'm not sure if the last cook he had on the radio before I went out might have had some adverse impact inside, but Just trying to see if he's heating up like he was. A few minutes ago, he was only at 115, which is just not too much above ambient, so I would expect that. My G90 probably warms up that much here in the shack. But anyway, it's good to hear from you. Just waiting for a comeback from Tony. I don't know if he cut out completely or what. KF8AGY.
Okay, I'm still here. I'm trying the copper J-pole now on my HT. Am I coming through to you now?
Actually, you're coming through super clear on that, Tony. None of the sizzle, but you're probably on a different... You said you were on an HT, so you're on a different radio now. Sounds cool to me.
Yeah, actually... I'm using the copper dipole now, and the other radio was on the diamond, and my temperature has gone up to 134 degrees, so not good, and I'm not sure what it is. I'm wondering if it could be right on the radio itself.
Well, like I was mentioning to Scott, who was probably hearing this, the last time you got it up so hot and it cut out completely, I don't know if you did some damage on the inside there or what, but if you're on the J-pole now, it's pretty clear, but once again, you're on a different radio, too. Hopefully, it's the radio that's the culprit at point. Maybe it sustained some damage during overheating. Hard to say. And hopefully, it's not your diamond antenna that's introducing things, but right now, you're sounding really clear.
I'll have to find a barrel connector at some point here and try that diamond on my HT and see if that goes through better, and I'll just have a little chat. For right now, I'm leaning over my desk. Got my nubs about 4 inches off from the deck here. So, KF9AGY, KF8. AGY, KE8SBZ, I'm going to call it an evening. You have a great one. Did you say you'll be here in the morning?
Yeah, I guess that was the purpose of this whole conversation. I will not be able to make it to breakfast tomorrow. I've got two back appointments that trying to make it to breakfast and getting to that first one is just going to be next to impossible, but I will be there at Glenn's office tomorrow night for project night. KF8AGY.
Okay, I just got one more comment. I'll be taking to an appointment right next to where we're going to be meeting tomorrow night. So if I'm in good shape, I'll be making 2 trips. So I'll be bringing her to breakfast, and then we're going to the doctor's appointment. And that's about it. With that, thanks, Kevin. You have a great night, and I'm wondering if Scott is still out there for the X1J. Are you still there?
Yep, still here. A question, but we can talk about it tomorrow morning at breakfast, or probably better yet, at project night tomorrow night. But I'm assuming, a big assuming, that you guys have checked the ground, you've grounded the radio, and second is that you've checked the SWR on the antenna, because there's only a couple of things that could heat up your radio. One of them is if it's missing a ground, and the second is if it's an SWR that's off the wall. So I'm sure you've checked that out, but we can talk about that tomorrow. So with that, I'll let you guys all go to bed, and we'll chat with you tomorrow. K8SBZ and KF8AGYWX1J. See you guys in the morning.
WX1J and Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu. This is KF8AGY, and I'll be clear.
This is KE8SBZ, 73 to both of you, and I'm clear.
HN2W8RR.
I'm back again. KVFA.
KV7OLD monitoring.